celebrate America's independence with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, July 3rd, with the Pickering Family Singers. It all starts at 10 a.m. with the Pickering Family Singers in concert. The concert is followed by a message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Then it's an old-fashioned barbecue with pork, chicken, and all the fixings on the church grounds. Everything is free. First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the celebration of Independence Day. Why do you celebrate Independence Day? What is the purpose of it? What do we have as a result of Independence Day? And as I've said just a few moments ago, the overwhelming majority of our society today, especially if you're born 1950 and after, approximately that date, not cutting it off as a precise date. Generally speaking, you've not been taught in grade school, high school, or in college or university about the truth of Independence Day, the Declaration of Independence, what God has given us through our founding fathers, and what we have today in the freedoms in our nation. We're standing on the broad shoulders of 56 men that risked their lives, in fact, gave their lives by signing the Declaration of Independence, for us to have what we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the major problems in society today, looking at an article that says, headed in the wrong direction. It seems to me, this writer says, that most Americans are now realizing that America's heading in the wrong direction. While we may disagree on the reasons why we are heading in the wrong direction, the fact remains that we are heading in the wrong direction. Further, the article states, our enemies have worked hard to divide our nation and our church. And if we won't resist that division and work harder toward the being united, then our enemies will divide us further and we will continue to go in the wrong direction. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what our founding fathers have given us and what we have today. And yet we have those that cannot answer the question, what is Independence Day? Why do we celebrate it? What is Independence Day for? Who were some of the signers? 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. Who were some of these signers that signed the Declaration of Independence? What happened to them? Should America be celebrating? And you'd be surprised at the number of people on the streets across America, and in particular, as one network had an interviewer on the street corner in New York City. They could not answer the most basic questions about our Declaration of Independence. Do you want to know true American history? Go back to our founding documents. See what our founding fathers have given us. Today, our schools and colleges and universities are not teaching true American history. Today, the Marxist professors are teaching students to hate America, teaching students to condemn America, teaching them to undermine our American's great free nation. What if America had never been birthed? Ponder this for a moment. We'll take our next caller in a minute. What if America had never been birthed? What if America we're not here today. We can simply look at the 33 charges made against King George in the founding of America and the Declaration of Independence being signed and understand where we are today. Ladies and gentlemen, were it not for the Declaration of Independence, we would still be subjects to an autocratic, domineering, tyrant king system. We would have no freedoms. Our nation would have no Constitution or Bill of Rights. There would be no freedom of religion. There would be no recognition of the rights of individual citizens. We would have no freedom to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there'd be the forced state church as was in the British system of that era. We would be subject to search and seizure without a warrant. The government would be able to have full control over the lives of we the citizens if we had never been formed as a great nation. We would still be under the thumb of a domineering, autocratic, tyrant king system. We would not be free. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Gambler.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm a 67-year-old black man. And if we do not do anything about this power that's in the office now, with Obama in the basement, we're going to be in trouble. And see, we used to be a strong nation. Now it's declining. And everybody, Nancy Pelosi and that crazy, our crazy vice president and our president, all of them need to be arrested. All of them need to be arrested because, number one, they step all on top of the Constitution. They took away our rights, mask mandates, the shots. And when I look at, when I look at TV, they tell you the side effects. They never told you the side effects about the shots.
That's right.
Never. They need to be arrested.
Brother, you're exactly right. One of the things we're finding today, because most of our listeners, may I challenge our listeners now, Kenneth, as you and I talk, may I challenge our listeners to listen up, because most are not educated on what we have in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, what we call our founding documents. Most have not been introduced to them. Most have never read them. Most have never been taught what they mean and what we have. And as a result of that, we have an ignorant society, if I can say that benevolently, ignorant society. And as a result of that, we the people in America are allowing the dictator in the White House called Joe Biden, where by some 93 executive orders, he is ruling tyrannically, just as King George did in the day that we broke away and the revolution took place and we had the Declaration of Independence and became a free nation.
Yes. But Dr. Youngblood, I just got one more question. I'm going to turn the radio back on. Do you think they need to be arrested?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. They've committed crime upon crime upon crime. In fact, if nothing else, if there were just one simple, very clear charge against Joe Biden, he has failed to protect our borders. And the major, major, major responsibility of a president is to secure the borders and protect the sovereignty of our great nation. Absolutely. In fact, as I put it, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and a number of the rhinos in Washington call themselves Republicans, and all of the Democrats that believe that you can murder a child in the womb and take away the weapons so that we'd have no freedoms in America, I think all of them need to be arrested, thrown in jail, and throw the keys away. I don't know how I could say it any more succinctly or clearly than that. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right, brother. Keep looking up, though. One of the key things that we need to understand even though we can talk about these things, I don't want us to be discouraged, because we need to keep looking up and lifting up our heads in the realization that our redemption is drawing nearer every day. Luke 21:28 warns us of that. We're warned in the scripture that it's not going to get better and better, but worse and worse in the days to come. The Apostle Paul spoke of it when he was speaking to Timothy in the 2 Timothy text. He said, perilous times shall come. Perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult. But as we stand for Jesus Christ, we're going to face persecution and prosecution, greater and greater levels as the days go by, as we wait and look up for the Lord Jesus Christ to return, to snatch us out in what is called the rapture of the church. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for calling. Have a blessed Independence Day for you and your dear family. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the celebration of Independence Day. The telephone number is 831-0917. How do you plan on celebrating Independence Day? How do you plan on looking at the benefits and the blessings of what we have in what is called Independence Day? How do you celebrate it? What do you do? I'd love to hear from you. 831-0917. 831-0917. James Madison said this: we have staked the whole future of our new nation not upon the power of government. Far from it. We have staked the future of our political constitutions upon the capacity of each of ourselves to govern ourselves according to the moral principles of the Ten Commandments, end quote. Further, he states, religion is the basis and the foundation of our government. Further, he says, cursed be all that learning that is contrary to the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, these are statements made by our founding fathers in our founding documents that we have today. And we celebrate the wonderful, wonderful day called Independence Day, July the 4th celebration. We celebrate that because of what we have in the free nation that were given to us as a result of the Declaration of Independence and 56 men signing that document, knowing their future would be in peril for doing so. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
How are you today, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
I am. To be honest and frankly about why and how I celebrate Independence Day, in my younger years, like when things started, was still in the schools and stuff like that as a child, we prayed and stuff like that.
Right.
But then, yeah, and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, you learned about that. But what it actually meant was getting in the backyard with my family, cooking out, having a good time. Independence Day was not discussed. But then as a young woman and remembering what I did learn when I did go to school, it was like Independence Day. And the men that signed the Constitution and stuff like that, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm a 70-year-old woman that really couldn't show you the tell you where the states are on the map. So a lot of us got stuck in the armpit, like, of ignorance. But then when it meant to be who you was, it's like, do people even know today, depending on what side you go through, to like how goth, or back in my day, it was like the Ouija board and stuff like that. And then you got to learn about the men who did sign some of our most important papers, was also involved in that too. So religion, politics, and all of this evilness has always been put together. But then God started giving me insight, and I even have to admit that listening to this channel has given me insight about what's going on in the world, and my ear is very attentive. But yet I know more now, since I'm a saved woman, and pay attention to the Word of God about independence, what independence means. And it's not with us today. Even in, not everybody, I can't say for everybody, but for to me, it's like, what happened to my country? Have we integrated too much? What has happened?
Terry, one of the major things that's taken place, that's a very good insight and very good question. The major thing that's taken place is that we have forgotten God. We've turned our backs on God. In fact, you'll go back to all of the founding documents, all of our founding fathers, and they made the statement over and over again, what we have is the dependence upon God, and how we stand in that realm will determine where we are with our freedom today. It is something that absolutely must be understood, that without God, without a dependence upon Jesus Christ, there's no hope for us as a nation.
Dr. Youngblood, I have never felt so disgusted yesterday when I watched a black woman be signed in who's got a white wife and a mixed child in their women. That is sick, and that's what's ruling our nation.
Well, what we're finding, Terry, is this. We're finding the casting off of all mores, all morals, all ethics, and all values that's fountain-headed in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It makes no difference about the ethnicity. It makes no difference about whether it's a man or a woman. It makes no difference about whether it's a child or an adult. We have left God out of our lives, and as a result of that, we're finding the moral decay and the plummeting toward absolute destruction as a nation. It's time that we turn back to God. It's time that do not pray and seek God, God's going to judge us as a nation. Go ahead with one other question.
It's an embarrassment for how we were looking for, like, Black Lives Matter or something. It's like, even if the women who have black, white, Irish, whatever nationality, had to get on their knees and mop floors to support their families, to see how the world is like today, it would be like they would probably fall over and faint. It's an embarrassment of where we come from to have this stuff with all the education, with all the knowledge, with all beats. So run by demons, and it's
it goes back to a summary statement, Terry, that I've made so many times on this broadcast. We've forgotten God. We've abandoned God. We've abandoned God in the classroom. We've abandoned God in the public arena. We've abandoned the Word of God. We have called good evil and evil good that you find in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20 that's spoken of. And that's where we are today. And again, it goes back to the fact that we must turn back to God or we have lost our nation. I am thankful for the privilege to celebrate Independence Day. I'm looking at an article that says, Marcus de Lafayette projected, the happiness of America is intimately connected with the happiness of all mankind. She is designed and destined to become safe and vulnerable asylum of virtue, of honesty, of tolerance, of quality, and of peaceful liberty. And John Adams said, government is instituted for the common good, not for profit or honor of private interest of one man or one family, one class, but for all. And I could go on and on and on, Terry. Yes. It's a fact that we've got to turn back to God if we're going to see God bless America again. But thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your interest.
So much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much, and God bless you today. Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about celebrating Independence Day, the 4th of July. Why are we celebrating it? What is it about? What's the end result if we did not have the 56 signers that signed the Declaration of Independence? Where would we be? We certainly would not be a free nation today. We certainly would not be here as a free people today. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, it's Brother Davis. How are you today, Dr. Youngblood?
Great, Brother Davis. I didn't catch the voice at first. Go ahead with your question or comment. By the way, praying for you and your family. Hope it'll be a time of respite for you and being able to be with family in the loss of a loved one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, and I'm certainly rejoicing in the fact that our aunt is in the hands of the Lord. She's with him right now because she was saved.
Amen.
So we don't have sorrow as the world sorrows, but we are rejoicing. We still sorrow on one side because we know that we won't see her again on this side. But one day we'll all be able to be together in the presence of the Lord. And what a time, what a time, what a time.
Amen.
Amen. But we thank God for that. And Dr. Youngblood, I thank you so much for this a wonderful discussion on today. Just a word or so, just I wanted to say about, I was watching a documentary this morning on the history of the United States, and Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, she had some great things to say about the U.S. being like no other country. The foundation that it was built upon, being the Word of God, and then the Declaration of Independence, and how God laid it on the hearts of the founding fathers to integrate the Word of God into the Declaration of Independence, and all of the laws that we have to rule and govern our land, and how through those laws, not only do we keep ourselves accountable to God, but we hold ourselves accountable to one another. So going back to what you said, those morals and ethics that were integrated into society is slowly slipping away. But on today, we need to stand firm. All of us that know what it means to celebrate freedom, we need to stand firm. And in the words of Psalm 124, if it had not been the Lord that was on our side, amen, where would we be? So we need to thank and praise God for that. And that's why we celebrate Independence Day, because God is the one that allowed us, amen, the freedoms that we have.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better myself, Pastor. Thank you so much for your call. You're spot on with the statement. And I pray that our listeners are tuned in and understanding what we're saying today. We can talk about the Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our founding fathers. But as you said so succinctly, they did so because they were doing it based on what God had placed in their hearts, the Spirit of God moving on them to do what they did, that gives us the privilege of having the freedom in America today that we so enjoy. And without those freedoms, Pastor, we would not have the freedom of worship, we would not have the freedom of evangelism, outreach, and reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I don't know about others today, but I want to let the world know I am thankful, thankful, thankful for America. I'm proud of our great nation. Not proud of some of the leaders, but proud of our great nation, and thankful for what God has given us. And we have the privilege of celebrating that as we celebrate the 4th of July each year, Independence Day. Pastor Davis, Amen. Thank you so much, brother. God bless you.
Thanks so much.
And hug your bride for us, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, sir, so much. Thank you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about celebrating the 4th of July, celebrating Independence Day. President George Washington warned, quote, "Guard against the imposters or the pretenders of patriotism." David Hume, an 18th century philosopher whose ideas greatly influenced our Declaration of Independence, wrote, "The heights of popularity and patriotism are still the beaten road to power and tyranny. There's a long list of tyrants who have used patriotism as a means of singular power." Lafayette predicted, "If the liberties of American people are ever destroyed, they will fall by the hands of the clergy. The founders were all too aware of the divisiveness." Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. What the writer was saying with that statement is, if we plummet and fall into the abyss of nothingness as a nation, goes back to what I have said so often, goes back to the responsibility of the pulpits in America, of the pastors taking a stand and saying what the Word of God says, and challenging our people each and every day to serve the Lord and understand what we have as a result of our Declaration of Independence, and first and foremost, our liberty that we have in Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. All other liberties are an outfall or an outflow of that very thing. So the question that I might bring up in the latter portion of this broadcast today, why do we celebrate 4th of July with firecrackers, fireworks, parties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Looking at an article, it says the Independence Day tradition dates nearly as far back as the country's beginning and was proposed by one of the founding fathers. John Adams predicts celebration. Let me read this little blurb for our listeners today. On July the 3rd, even as Congress revised a draft of the Declaration composed by Thomas Jefferson, an excited John Adams took his pen to write to his wife Abigail. Listen carefully to John Adams' words. Quote, "The second day of July 1776, he was off by 2 days. It wound up being adopted on the 4th rather than the second day. But he says, "The second day of July 1776 will be the most memorable epoch in history, in the history of America." Adams wrote in his letter to his wife, I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be solemnized with pomp, with parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this great continent to the other for this time forward and forevermore. Ladies and gentlemen, I think he stated it in such a succinct summary that you couldn't add to that and make it any better. So as we celebrate Independence Day, as we celebrate the wonderful July the 4th celebration, celebrating the freedom of our great nation, let me say, ladies and gentlemen, that it is the gift from God that we have this freedom today. Samuel Adams, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, the father of our revolution, said this: "If ever time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin." Ladies and gentlemen, we need patriots today that will recognize what we have in our great nation. We need patriots today that will stand in the gap. We need patriots in the pulpits today that will stand and proclaim the truth of the Word of God and challenge the congregation to stand for Jesus Christ and to recognize what God has given us in our great nation. Benjamin Franklin said this: "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." Patrick Henry, ladies and gentlemen, made this statement. He was the revolutionary general, the legislator, the voice of liberty, the ratifier of the Constitution, the governor of Virginia. Patrick Henry said this: "The Constitution is not an instrument for government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain our government, lest it come to dominate our lives and our interest." Patrick Henry further says, "It is when people forget God," hear me, "it is when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains." Did you hear what he said? Patrick Henry says, "It is when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains." And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, if I can say this as a little parenthetical footnote on the broadcast today, I believe we have forgotten God. And I believe as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of forgetting God, we're watching the deterioration of our nation's freedoms and liberties that we have known so long. Thomas Jefferson made this statement: "I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform them of their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional power." Ladies and gentlemen, what Thomas Jefferson was saying, that there needs to be the education of the people. And I'm talking about education from kindergarten through high school, through college, through university, and a whole educational system, educating our people about our founding documents, our founding fathers, and what we have in relationship to the liberties and the freedoms in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you'll have a blessed 4th, a blessed Independence Day celebration. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Nightly, 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.